Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cruz here. Happy Friday. I am so excited. There's so much good stuff going on, including NBA basketball is back. And I'm not going to turn this into a sports show, but I am a Sixers fan, of course, living in Philadelphia. And everybody loves like Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid on the team, the rising rookies. I love the unsung heroes, TJ McConnell, love his hustle, JJ Redick, the scrappy veteran, the go-to guys only on a one-year contract. It is just so much drama and fun and trolling in the NBA. They've really figured out how to just make it entertainment beyond the time on the court. But anyway, hey, this is the time I get to share what's going on behind the scenes, a little bit of personal life, and I also try to answer questions that have come in. Let's see. I got this email. So we've launched LeadX Coach Amanda. Of course, it's a training platform and an AI-powered coaching system for managers. You should go to leadx.org if you haven't already checked it out. No joke, can't make this up. I got an email from a user. The subject line says, 10 minutes and already I am hooked. And then we had, this is a good and bad thing. On Sunday afternoon, I start getting emails. We had a bug in our chat bot. I start getting emails from users letting us know that we had a problem in our app. Who takes management training? Who takes business training on a Sunday afternoon? But people like talking to Coach Amanda. So anyway, it's just really good feeling. I'm psyched up. The time is almost here, but November 8th is our first annual Scaling Leadership event in Philadelphia. We've got one of my heroes, former Campbell Soup CEO Doug Conant, is going to be keynoting. If you are a vice president or director of leadership development in your company, hit me up for tickets. Like, we're doing this big meetup to share out, to mastermind, you know, great programs and events, things we can do to scale leadership in your organizations next year. info@leadx.org will get to me. But yeah, would love to meet you in person. And let's see, in a minute, the question, I think I'm just going to do one question, keep it short and tight this week, but it's from Candace. She asks, I always forget what my target and number one task is. Do you have any suggestions? I'm going to answer that in a second for Candace. But another funny thing happened. You know, I basically, my business poetry on LinkedIn went viral. Now, those of you who've been listening along, you know I'm a big fan of LinkedIn. I actually have over 27,000 direct connections on LinkedIn. I've got more followers. And, you know, I just think that LinkedIn is it's the number one social media platform for business professionals. So whether you're a consultant, an entrepreneur, or you're looking good in a big company. Do you know how many times I've had my friends reach out to me and say, came out of nowhere, I got laid off, I've got four connections on LinkedIn, I'm trying to build my network. Well, you got to dig your well before you're thirsty. And LinkedIn is digging your well. So you don't have to be a beast. You don't have to go into beast mode the way I do. But LinkedIn, you should spend some time, have a good profile. We've got training on that too, by the way, on the LeadX platform. But have a good profile. Connect with the people who you really do know in your company and alumni and neighbors and soccer coaches, whoever it is, and participate a little bit in the groups or the messages. It'll go a long way. Anyway, you know those annoying posts that you're starting to see on LinkedIn where like people are talking about some sob story or some, you know, zero to hero story they've got, and every line is short and then like is broken up by a space and then another line. And they call it broetry on LinkedIn. I call it business poetry. I hate those things myself as a reader. And I wrote one. Well, I've actually written several now because I wanted to see, like, does it make a difference writing stories and using these spaces, which in theory, I find them annoying myself and of one, but people are saying like when people are reading on their phone, it makes it easier to read and to scroll, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I took some material from my forthcoming leadership book about, you know, not having too many rules at work and about this time that my chief financial officer stiffed me for $4, wouldn't reimburse Post-it notes. This silly little business poetry thing now has over 85,000 1,000 views in a week, over 1,000 likes, over 150 comments. And I can't on a podcast point you to the link. If you're an email subscriber, you'll get the link in the email. But just go look up, Kevin Cruz on LinkedIn. You'll see I've got two or three of these things going. They're all doing 50 to 80,000 views in a week. It's really crazy. So it's just something that, well, I hope you enjoy the story and the lesson of my little business poetry experiment, but maybe it inspires you to share some of your lessons learned in business on your status post as a new way, instead of just sharing an article or something like that, just kind of a fun way to give back and really expand your audience quite a bit. Anyway, I don't know, went on a rant on that. Another article that caught my eye was in Forbes, and you know, it was about learning what your manager earns can make you work harder. And again, this is, you'll see it in a lot of my work in the upcoming months. Total transparency is how you're going to win. Everybody expects it. People are like, oh, but you can't share salaries. Everybody knows what everybody makes. You just go to salary.com or pay scale or whatever. And in general, you'll see like what are going rates for, I don't know, engineer level 2 in Philadelphia. Like, you know, you pretty much can get what going rates are. And often on, a Glassdoor and stuff like that, you can see, combined salaries from titles inside your own company. So there's very little that we don't already know about salaries. And by being transparent about pay scales and what people are making, might motivate people to actually work harder. Now, in my case, I haven't paid myself a salary in over 3 years. So I think my team would not be motivated to work hard and make what I make, because I don't make anything. Anyway, if you missed Monday's podcast, it was my interview with the great Stephen M.R. Covey, of course, the son of Stephen Covey. And we talk about the one thing that changes everything, trust. And I kind of did an experiment where I went on like a 5-minute follow-on podcast, like just my immediate thoughts on the interview. Because when I'm with the guest, I want it to be about them and their ideas. I'm not going to debate them or disagree with them. And not that I did with Stephen Covey, but a lot of times I'm like holding my tongue. I'm like, this is about them and their message, not me and mine. So I'm thinking like, well, now maybe I should do these 5-minute solo casts where I kind of give my own filter on the interview. But I want to know what you thought about that. So if you listened to the Covey interview and then listened to my 5-minute, personal one, do you like these separate 5-minute takeaways? Do you wish I could just combine them? Or do you want me to just keep my mouth shut and focus on the guest? Again, info@leadx.org would be a great way to reach me. Don't forget, we are offering, free courses every day of the week. You don't even need an email. Just go to leadx.org, click play. Upcoming this week, how to give effective feedback, how to make your employees happy and your company rich. I think that's a webinar we did. How to delegate effectively, get a raise in 21 days. Don't you want a raise in 21 days? Check out all of the upcoming courses. And back to that question from Candace. Very simple question. She says, I always forget my number one task. Do you have any suggestions? And that is something that I wrote about in my 15 Secrets book. Most of the high achievers that I've interviewed, they know every day what is their MIT, their most important task. And to really make it powerful, you write it like on a piece of paper, like on the top of your calendar, if you're using a paper-based calendar. Dan Pink told me he scrawls it in marker on his whiteboard in his office. So it's not a hard answer, Candace, or anyone who's struggling with this. For myself, part of my, my own miracle morning routine is to reflect on my purpose and my values and my intents and my MIT. And so I'll know what my MIT is, before I sit down at my desk. And then I like to just, time block it. So I'm now working on that MIT because it's just built into my calendar. I've thought about it. I've written it, it's in my calendar, and I do it. If you can't time block it for some reason, then print out your calendar for the day. Your calendar then becomes your to-do list. It's a to-do list with time boundaries on it. And scrawl that MIT, in red marker at the top and leave it on your desk. Keep looking at it. But you got to schedule it too. Otherwise, it just isn't going to get done. So that's it. This was the quick check-in this week on some crazy good stuff going on. Coach Amanda is getting smarter and smarter. We've got over 1,600 questions that are now building out that IBM Watson knowledge graph. We're releasing upgrades to the app every week, major fixes, major additions, just so much cool stuff. You can tell I'm excited, and it's not all about the Sixers. Until next week, please remember, leadership isn't a choice, it's influence. You're leading all of the time. So, are you going to lead your family, your friends, your colleagues, your peers? Are you going to lead them in the right direction or down the wrong path? The question is, how are you going to lead today?